McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, I want to move on. The festive season, of course, can put a huge amount of pressure on people. One of the main causes of stress for people this time of the year is certainly financial strain. December is probably one of the most expensive months of the year for everybody. And not just because of presents. That's part of it. The other part of it is, of course, is it's cold. So you need to buy more heating, more oil, more electricity. So it is expensive. It's an expensive time of the year. It is one of the coldest months of the year, December and January. So it does cost more money to operate your home. And generally, you'll have friends around for dinner and all. Everything costs money. It's completely commercialised. We all know that. And we received lots of messages from our listeners about the cost of Christmas. Now, I know Gary looked at some of them over while I was away. He was talking about the cost of Christmas. But tonight I want to talk about illegal money lenders and people turning to them to cover the cost of Christmas. Illegal money lenders have been known to target people with predatory practices in the run-up to Christmas, with costs totaling over €1,000 for most families. No wonder some families struggle to make ends meet this time of the year. We got an interesting message from a listener who said she is in this position. And I want you to have a listen to this letter we got. Hi, Niall. Can you talk about the cost of Christmas? It's getting out of hand. I have three children and their Christmas lists are so expensive this year, with PlayStations, North Face jackets. I just can't keep up with the spiraling spend. I'm at my wit's end and may have to go to a loan shark. I have heard there's one in my area and may have to resort to using his services. I'm concerned because I know a friend of mine struggling to pay one back at the moment, and it was a very stressful time for her. I'm wondering if anyone has ever used one before and if it is the best option for me. I cannot get extra money anywhere else, as I've already tried. I have a big loan out with the credit union and my credit rating is not the best. What do you think of this person's situation? Now, I don't know, would you ever use the services of a money lender? Would you have any sympathy for somebody who did or got themselves into trouble trying to pay them back? And you know, of course, illegal money lenders, their interest rates are through the ceiling, probably 50-60%. I know there are people who say that if you get involved in the legal money lender, well, you've only yourself to blame when things don't work out too well. But it's not always that easy when you don't have money. The majority of people who borrow from illegal money lenders are women, usually middle-aged women or older women who borrow from these lenders. They've been borrowing from them for years. What is an illegal money lender, you might say? Somebody who doesn't have a license to loan money. It's a local guy who happens to have a few quid and he goes around door to door. He has a little book. And he gives you, you know, 500 quid for the communion, 500 quid for the Christmas, and you pay him back 20 quid a week or whatever it is. So for the 500 quid, you're giving him back 750 or 900 quid over the course of a year, which is way above the interest rate you'll pay to any bank. But can you really blame parents if they feel they've no other option? Because generally the people who borrow from money lenders are people who don't have a credit rating. They're on social welfare. They can't pay back a regular loan to a bank because the bank wouldn't give them a loan because they don't have a regular income. And they've already maybe stretched to the hilt with the credit union. So, and credit unions are more or less bank regulated now anyway. They're not like they used to be years ago. You know, credit unions go by the same credit rating. In other words, if your credit rating is doomed, well, you're not going to get a loan from the credit union either. So let me know what you think. And the question I really should really ask is, are money lenders really a bad thing? Or are they a necessary evil? The number is 087-188-0008. Are moneylenders, loan sharks, whatever you want to call them, are they a necessary evil? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. We're talking about loan sharks, moneylenders. Do you have sympathy for people who get themselves into trouble with these guys? And I say guys because it's primarily men that do it. And there's a lot of them all over the country. Now, the banking regulations have toughened up over the last 20 years, but these people still operate, I suppose, under the net, so to speak, or outside of the net, should I say, whereby they will loan money at extortionate interest rates to people who are desperate. Now, I understand people who are desperate, and maybe they're a necessary evil. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008 if you want to WhatsApp in. Helen, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall. How are you?
Good. There's no doubt Christmas is an expensive time of the year, and there's no doubt people get short of cash, Helen.
Absolutely, Niall. Yes, I totally agree with you. And I feel sorry for the woman who wrote in, or the man, that letter. You see, the problem is, right, you see, if you go back years ago when the credit union started first, right?
Yeah.
It was for the people, you know, they went in every week and they saved a little bit of money or whatever, you know, and they have to go in and get a loan.
Yep.
And they managed that way. But now, like, it's just gone.
Another bank.
The credit union now, like, it's gone to the stage now, like, when you can't even go inside the door, but you're asked, like, what's your business?
I think it was in 2011, I think it was, maybe, I can't remember exactly. They were brought in under the banking regulations. So they now have the same criteria for getting a loan as a bank. In other words, if you have bad credit rating, you're not going to get a loan. Yeah.
I know, it's all wrong. Because, I mean, like, you know, I mean, there were times like when I needed a loan from the credit union, but I mean, I couldn't get a loan from the credit union because I was probably not earning enough, or I didn't have enough inside in it to get a loan. Do you know? Mm-hmm.
And have you ever used a loan? Have you ever used, you know, the local lad who goes around with his little book lending money to people? Have you ever used one of those guys?
No.
Okay.
You see, the problem is, you see, they're taking advantage, didn't you see, those guys, because they know exactly, like, the women, especially the women, because it's the women that be doing the shopping anyway. They know, like, that they'll take the money because they have no other way of getting it, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. They have no other way of getting it.
Yeah, and whereas if the credit union would just set up something like if a woman wants to get €1,000 for Christmas to help to buy what she wants for the kids or whatever, like, it should be there for it. There should be a facility there for someone like that to be able to get these needs that they want.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing, like, is upside down.
Because the problem is a lot of these loan sharks, some of them are okay, but a lot of them are dangerous individuals. Do you know what I mean? They're individuals that you wouldn't want to get involved in.
They probably would be in the cities, like, you know, and I was like, I know for a fact, like, that they wait outside the post office.
That's right.
People to pick up their money, like, to take the money off them.
Yeah, well, years ago, when there used to be a children's allowance book, now they don't have books anymore. They used to remember the children's allowance book years ago with it would have the thing, the dockets in it that you'd go in and collect your children's allowance. They used to take the book off them. Do you remember that? The loan sharks would take the book off them.
You see, that's the thing, you see, like, if somebody borrows, like, from a loan shark, they know they have to pay every week, like. Well, why not have some, why doesn't somebody just start up a thing like where, well, you know.
But the loan shark is more efficient at getting the money back than somebody that's regulated by the state, like the credit union. Because if you don't pay back the credit union, the worst that's going to happen is they'll start sending you out a few letters and that could take years, right? Whereas if you don't pay back the loan shark, you put your windows in. Do you know what I mean? So they're a bit more forceful in how they get the money back. They're not like a bank.
I know that. It's very hard. Like it can be very hard for people, like at Christmas, especially with kids.
Oh, I know.
You know, a lot of people, you see, don't have the social skills to say on the 1st of January, I'm saving now for next Christmas.
But maybe they can. Yeah, but the thing is, a lot of people just can't save for next Christmas. They don't have the money to put savings by. You know what I mean?
They don't. No. And then, like, if they get an increase in their children's allowance or their disability rate, the whole place is jumping up and down because they're getting maybe €12 of an increase, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Helen, is it difficult for yourself? Do you manage a Christmas?
Me, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I do, yeah, because, Asher, I mean, I'm well past all that now. You know? I'm past all that, like, I'm gone.
Yeah.
The other end now, like, you know, thank God.
Yeah.
But, you know, I remember, like, when my lads were small, like, I went into to where they used to sell the toys, and I'd start putting something away every week and for the toys, especially for the Christmas after.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So when it came to it, like.
So it wasn't a big shock when you come to December. Yeah, it wasn't a big expense. Yeah.
But, like, that was a different day. Like, I'm going back 60, 50 years, like, you know, 55 years.
How old is your oldest now?
53.
Ah, there you go.
You know.
Yeah.
But, like, it can be done. It can be done. But, like,
you
know, they need help to be able to do it.
Where did we go in those days? Hector Graves, was it? Do you remember Hector Graves? It was the toy shop in Dublin, the big toy shop in Dublin, Hector Gray's.
And you know, you see, I'm from the Kerry area, so I wouldn't be Hector Gray at all. No.
All right. No. Okay. Okay. Well, stay there for a second, Owen, or should I say, Helen? Owen, hi. How are you?
All good, Niall. How's it going, boy? Well,
good. I'm grand. You heard what Helen said. You know, well, maybe the credit unions should be changed. You know, we should go back to the credit unions that used to loan to people, you know, who were kind of stuck and didn't have a credit rating. Now, you know, they're pretty much like the banks. You have to have all the criteria in place. So that kind of feeds these loan sharks, doesn't it?
Well, it does, Niall. And your last speaker made a great point there about, you know, it's the women do the shopping for Christmas.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of them don't have a pay slip. Mm-hmm. And to get a loan now off the credit union, you have to show your last couple of pay slips.
Yep.
And be in good standing with them.
Yep.
And there's a lot of husbands don't bring home a pay slip. Mm-hmm. And there's no way that they give the wife the pay slip.
Yeah. That still happens.
Oh, it happens quite a lot. Oh, you'd be amazed at how many women don't know what their husbands are. And don't have a clue, never had a joint account. And the likes of loan sharks as well, you see, they take advantage of, like you described, going door to door. And that doesn't happen in every neighbourhood now. That only happens in
working class areas. The loan sharks wouldn't survive in Dalkey, you know what I mean?
You'd never see them in Killiney. And a lot of people who are in working class areas, they'd struggle working out the interest rate and balancing budgets. There wouldn't be a whole pile of them, especially women, have done honours maths with like applying high interest rates, compound interest by the month. So there's a double taking advantage of there. And now the thing about this
Can I ask you a question? When you say they're being taken advantage of, right? And it is primarily women, right? Yeah, that use these guys, right? You know, if they can't get a loan somewhere else and it's an impossibility to get a loan, and they can get 500 quid off the loan shark, knowing that they're going to have to pay 750 back over the course of a year or less, which is high interest rate, right? I mean,
absolutely illegal.
But in saying that, is that a kind of necessary evil? Because if they weren't there, that poor woman would struggle over the Christmas.
Well, Niall, that's the damned if you do or damned if you don't question, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, would you or I don't want to steal that family's Christmas? And there is more problems going on behind that door as well, Niall. And like, if she doesn't have access to credit, and you know, you're back to the scenarios described, keeping the dole card behind the bar and collecting the children's loans, we're going backwards, Niall.
I remember that reminds me of a case many, many years ago on the Joe Duffy show. There was a 74-year-old woman, and her husband had passed away some years previous. And the revenue commissioner sent her a bill for thousands, right? And seemingly it was something to do with the husband had invested in, but he had to get her signature at the time. And as old, you know, in olden times, I suppose, where, you know, women were the housewives and the husband was the breadwinner, and as you rightly said, you and Helen said, they wouldn't have known how much the husband earned. The wife would have just signed anything. The husband said, here, I need you to sign that there, just sign that there. And she just signed it. And unfortunately, because she signed it, she became liable for the taxation on it. Now, I think it all sorted itself out in the end. I think the revenue made a statement in relation to it. And, I don't know what happened. But it was shocking that they put that much pressure on an old woman, you know, for tax on something she never actually owned. Sorry, Helen, you wanted to say something to Owen there.
Yeah, I mean, I tell the revenue where to go if it was me anyway.
Yeah. I would too.
Yeah.
With their preferred creditors. Mm. And most people don't know that.
Yeah, sorry, Helen.
What I was going to say was, if everybody was getting a good cost of living every week, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they could kind of, to make it simpler for them and easier for them, you know, that they wouldn't have to go to these loan sharks. and they wouldn't have to go to the credit union deflating themselves, asking for a loan like that. They know they're not going to get.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. I know. I do feel terrible. Sorry, I had a woman on the air going back about 8-9 years ago, and she was crying on the air that they had smashed her with this loan shark and she got money off it. Now, as you rightly said, Helen, he was waiting outside the post office for her on a regular basis, and he came and he smashed in her bedroom windows.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, he put a brick through her bedroom window.
You know, nobody wants to go that low, like, that they have to be begging for a loan, like, from the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
My God, that was never like that, like, in the credit union. They've gone so big now, like, and so mighty.
Well, the other thing as well, I noticed the other thing in her email, and I don't want to sound really mean, right? And I don't want this to come across as mean. But it says in her email, the kids want, where is it gone here? Oh, yeah. I have 3 children. The lists are very expensive this year with PlayStations, North Face jackets. The spending is a spiraling spend or whatever, right? First of all, if I had no money, my kids wouldn't be getting North Face jackets or Adidas runners or Nike runners or Aina, because we didn't get any of that when we were kids. And I feel sorry for the young fool if he can't get a PlayStation and all his mates have one. You know, that can be difficult to be kind of isolated like that. But still, if you don't have the money, you don't have the money.
I know. There's 2 ways of looking at that, Niall. Your way of saying if they were your kids, they would be getting Nike's jacket and all the rest of it. But like when you're looking at your children there, like, and you know, like they would like a Nike jacket or a North Face jacket or a pair of Nike boots, whatever. That is heartbreaking, like, if you know.
Is it? Because I've never bought my children, when my children were young, that is, I never bought them brand names. I never agreed with it. Now, when they were 18 and they got their own part-time jobs or whatever, they can buy what they want. You know what I mean?
Well, this is a problem. I was with my lad as well. Like, there was no such thing as brand names because it was good. There weren't even brand names there.
Yeah, runners were gotten pennies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now that's more common.
So it's our own, yeah.
That's more common. Like, if you go to deprived areas where loan sharks operate, a lot of them will, to bypass the credit laws, would actually supply things like the football jerseys and the trainers and all that kind of stuff. And then instead of loaning money, because they're not covered by extortionate interest rates on football shirts.
Or VAT, yeah.
Bypass that then, yeah. Like, that's very common. But this whole thing of designer labels.
Well, hang on with both of you a second, because I have to go to a break and I want to come to Alan after the break as well. Stay there, please, Helen, if you can. The number is 087-188-0008. We're talking about loan sharks. This time of the year, of course, they make a lot of money and they prey on vulnerable people, primarily women, it seems to be, with the run-up to Christmas. People believe they're the only way out. So are they a necessary evil? Have you ever used one, by the way? And some of them are probably okay. I don't know. Remember, of course, it is illegal. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Owen, Helen, stay with me for a second. Let me go to Alan, if I can. Alan, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niall.
Good. Alan,
I think
loan sharks. Yeah, loan sharks. Are they a necessary evil?
No, they're an unnecessary blight of the landscape. They're scumbags.
Mm.
They're evil predators and they know exactly what they're up to. I've heard of the worst kinds of loan sharks that give massive extortionate interest rates on baby. And when when you said, Niall, that amount you said over the phone, you said about if you borrow, say, 500, you have to pay back 750.
Yeah. Probably double that. Probably double. Lucky. Yeah, I was going to say, probably double that. The interest rates can be, you can be nearly paying back twice as much. Yeah.
Because the problem with loan checks, do you remember, Niall, you'd remember this coming from your own parents. There used to be a thing called the Jew man.
Yeah.
And he would come around and he'd lend you, say, £20 and he'd give him back 5 shillings a week.
Yeah, I remember. There was a man used to come to my mother's door and his name was George. And my father hated George because he knew that my mother was borrowing money off George. And George would come and my ma would say to me, here, and the door would knock on a Friday night, always around the same time. And my mother, apart from the fact he'd keep her ages at the front door, she used to say to me, "Here, here's 50 pence, go and give that to George." And I'd run out and give 50 pence to George, or else she'd turn around to me and say, "Don't answer the door, it's George." Right? So, but I remember George. No, now, George was a nice man, in fairness to him.
Yeah, there was good old-fashioned loan sharks that weren't sharks. They loaned you money on small interest. To help women in the days of old, like your man, my man. My man's 92, she was alive, 95. Mm. So she was around in the days when the loan sharks weren't sharks, they were kind. But today's loan sharks are involved in other types of activity as well. They're not just involved in lending money.
Yeah, drugs probably.
They're involved in a plethora of other issues as well that makes them unscrupulous. And they will not allow anyone to default on their loan. They pay, you pay a heavy price with them. And we need to educate the people of Ireland and people in general about loan sharks and make a documentary channel to do it. Because it's robbing people of their security of their own home when they start getting invaded by these people.
Mm. No, and I am warning people, if you do get involved with these individuals, unfortunately, you know, you're putting your hand in the fire, you know?
Yeah, Niall, that's the thing. These people who are going around areas where, like, Niall, I'm of your type where if you haven't got it, you don't waste your money and try to get a loan for something you can't afford. If I had kids, they would be getting pennies brands. You wouldn't be getting all these. I had a nephew and he would get all the top brands on me. His sister-in-law, she'd buy him everything.
Yeah.
And she'd leave herself bankrupt. Just so he would have to look his best going out on a Sunday morning, on a Christmas
See, I
day. I do feel,
I know I'm kind of, you know, lecturing a little bit, but I do feel sorry for parents nowadays.
I know, but
Because here's the thing. If little Johnny hasn't got a smartphone, or Mary, or they haven't got a PlayStation, or whatever it is, Xbox, whatever the latest, the fabulous one is, but then they feel left out. Do you know what I mean?
Niall, what we're doing is we're making the problem a bigger problem. We're not educating people about restraint and common sense. We're giving kids too much and we're paying a heavier price. We're giving kids more than what they should be getting. And it's destroying kids. It's not making them happy. It's giving them gadgets that you can't afford and you're putting yourself in harm's way just to get it. And that's fucking stupid.
Helen, is he right? Are we spoiling children at the behest of our own, I suppose, debt?
No.
Are we?
Are you talking to me now?
Yes, I am, Helen, yeah. Are we spoiling children?
I don't think so, no. I don't.
Mm.
No. I suppose...
Well,
Helen, when I see, you know, families who I know wouldn't be very wealthy... And, you know, Mary, who's 12 years of age, you know, and Santa Claus brings her an iPhone, you know, which is about 1,300 quid nowadays. You know, it seems like a very expensive gift from a family who may not have a lot of money.
Well, I suppose it is. Yes, when you put it like that, yes. But you see, the problem is, you see, if the parents, you see, if they were getting a regular... cost of living every week, you know, that they could cope with what they have to buy.
And I agree with you. Everybody should get a decent wage for a decent works, you know, decent week's work. Sure. I get that. But if everybody was to get a good wage, here's the problem, Helen, right? You know, a huge percentage of the population are on the minimum wage. If they weren't on the minimum wage, and let's say they were all on 20 quid an hour, which would be a good wage, right, where they'd be coming home at a good wage and then they wouldn't be too stuck. The problem is then the cost of everything will go up because then employers would have to charge, you know, the shops would have to charge more because the people they're employing cost more money to hire. So it's a kind of vicious circle. So unfortunately, you know, people will always, you know, a large percentage of the population will always be on a very low wage. That's just unfortunate. And it shouldn't be like that, and I agree.
Well, you see, I think now that anybody who's earning 40 or 50 grand a year like are not poor people. They can afford whatever they want to buy, to be quite honest with you. I'm talking about people... who's just maybe on social welfare at maybe 240, 250 a week, like, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, if the government had saw this, they'd make it 350 a week and give everybody across the board who's on social welfare single parents and all the rest of it. You wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, but I understand the point you're making, Helen. But if you paid everybody on social welfare 350 quid a week, and then with the other benefits too, including fuel allowances and HAP and everything else, sure, wouldn't be worth your while going to work. You'd be better off staying at home. Do you know what I mean? For a lot of people, if you did that, there would be nobody working in retail. There'd be nobody working in hospitality because they'd be better off staying at home.
You'd still have the people like that want to get up every morning and go to work, to be honest.
Well, there's a lot of people who take advantage of that.
There's a lot of people now that are on disability,
I'm not referring to people on disability. I'm talking to social welfare, job seekers, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, getting back to the loan sharks. Alan, I couldn't disagree with anything you said about these unscrupulous characters. They are scumbags. There's no doubt about it. The majority.
Yeah.
I think there's very few of the kind ones we spoke about earlier on. I don't think there's any of them left.
They're all gone now. They're all gone.
Mm.
The older generation of Jewish people that helped a lot of the Irish in the darker days, that all went.
I didn't know it was specifically Jewish people who ran those businesses.
No, that's what you were called, Niall.
I do remember the nickname, the Jew Man. Yeah, that was the Glimmer Man and like all those other names we had years ago. Yeah.
They came from the Jewish faith. They're all from South Circular Road mainly.
Mm.
And they had a lot of connections with small businesses. And they went into inner city areas and knocked on doors. And they used to sell holy pictures, and you give them a penny a week for the picture. Or you, if you want to get, say, a wedding dress, you give you, say, £20 and you pay them back 5 shillings a week. So it was always there. It just went out when we became more prosperous. Ironically, we became a much more deprived in our understanding of money.
Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Kathleen as well. Kathleen, hi, how are you?
Hello now. I remember, I've been in the country now over 20 years, but I can remember somebody that used to go with Providence.
Providence, yeah.
A good few years back now, and I didn't go with Providence, but it seemed to be a legit. I've never heard of them now in a long, long time now.
Well, they were legit at the time, although they were well known for charging very high interest rates at the time because they didn't have the same criteria as the banks did, in the sense that, you didn't have to have a credit rating. You could be unemployed or had failed to pay back a previous loan and you'd still get a loan off them. Yeah.
Okay, but they wouldn't have done the damage like these loan sharks today, would they?
Oh, well, they probably wouldn't have smashed your windows in, no, certainly. But they would have sent people around to your door to put pressure on you to pay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, all I'll say to you is this now. Thank God I have never been, thanks be to God, never been to a loan shark now. I borrowed from the credit union when I moved up to this area. And I swore I'd never borrow £5,000 to get the house done, furniture, because it was a whole place was just empty now. And it was very reasonable, but I had to pay every week. I was on Job Seekers, and they were supposed to pay €63 a week. I told them I can't afford to pay the €63, so they lowered it down for me. But I paid every penny and it took me over.
They were the good old days of the credit union, Kathleen. Unfortunately, the credit union is not quite like that. I know they are more helpful probably than banks in some cases, but not all the time. Kathleen, just in relation to the kind of loan sharks, do you think they provide a service for people who otherwise wouldn't get a loan?
Well, no, because of the back, what they're charging. But I mean, if people are desperate, they'd do anything for them, won't they? But
yeah, desperate times, desperate measures, as they say. Stay there for a second. Michal, hi, how are you?
It's great to listen to because the whole situation is so practical. It's great to hear it. But like loan sharks, no, I don't approve of them. I only approve of borrowing money. If there's a thing of borrowing money and it's going to produce more than you actually have to pay back. That is an investment. Without to borrow money to buy ties or buy anything else or buy iPhones, absolutely ludicrous. That's it, because you have to pay it back. And if you couldn't afford to save it, out of what you had coming up for Christmas or whatever event you're going to, how the hell are you going to pay it back?
Yeah, that's my kind of thinking on it, to some degree, yeah.
You're absolutely too stupid, like. You want to be off your head. I don't agree with it at all. Loan sharks, no. Forget them. You shouldn't be out there anywhere. There should be, I don't know, there's a place for them. But
jail is the place for them. I think jail is probably the best place for them. Michal, do you remember the loan sharks of old that Alan is talking about? They were kind of decent guys.
I most definitely do. I saw them, I came to Dublin Donkey years ago, and I saw them come around, and like that, they're all called Jewmen.
That's
now,
right.
As far as I'm concerned, and it's just on Circle Road, that's great to hear, because I remember all that around there, the Jewmen. And to me, they were Jewmen, because they had a little bit of a whisker, they had a ass, and they represented like the community. But they weren't bad.
They were good people trying to do a service, yeah.
They were good people doing a service. Like, we all refer to them as Jewmen, but they were good people doing a service, and they weren't ripping the people off.
Yeah, I actually forgot. Uncle Alan reminded me. I forgot they were called Jewmen. That's what they used to call them at the time. Yeah, because I think it originated from the Jewish community. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But I got out today to buy. You're buying your company or 1400 to buy an iPhone, whatever the hell you're buying. You want to be off your head. And if you can't afford to save, come up to the Christmas. How are you going to pay it back after Christmas with interest on it? Forget about it.
Yeah. So Alan, the message Alan you're sending out is just do without, if you can.
Do it out. And not only that, Niall, there's many ways of overcoming poverty on a Christmas. And it starts in January. You have to be disciplined. You put away 20 quid a week in the post office, or if they your pay, the rises that people get, put it away and then have the whole lot lumped on a Christmas. That's how you make it. You have to think positively. You can't keep spoiling your kids on borrowed money off loan sharks. That's fucking crazy.
All right, listen, on that note, listen, Michal, thank you, Kathleen, Helen, Alan, I appreciate you all coming on. After break, by the way, I'm going to be talking about Christmas, keep it the Christmas theme. We're talking about Christmas presents. I had a message from a listener, and he says, hi, Niall, I've asked the missus what she wants for Christmas, and she said she doesn't want anything. So I thought, that's me off the hook, and didn't give her anything. My mates say that I still have to get her something, or I will be in trouble. What do you think? I haven't got a clue what to get her. And she says she doesn't want anything. Thanks, Jay. Well, listen, Jay, one thing I will tell you, she does want something, even if she says that. Do you have any advice for our listener? What should he get his missus? Have you ever been disappointed and received nothing from your partner? Or have you ever received something that was a pleasant surprise, let's say? Look, guys, girls, whatever, you know, we don't always get it right when it comes to our partners. We buy things sometimes and it probably wasn't the best idea in the world. We thought it was. We did it with the best intention. We did it with a heart of gold, but we don't always get it right. What's the worst thing you've ever got off a present off anybody at Christmas, even when you were a kid? And what was the best thing you ever got? The most useful thing you ever got? I've got one of AJ's hampers to give away. So all you got to do is WhatsApp 087-188-0008. We want to know the best and the worst. So start your WhatsApp message with best or worst and tell us the presents you got for Christmas, the best ones and the worst ones. And what advice have you got for this guy whose wife says, she doesn't, I don't worry about it, honey. I don't want anything for Christmas.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.